I'm Zach Hack, host here at Cybercrime Radio. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Zach.
Now, Scott, we've all seen those TV shows and those old movies where a car thief reaches under the steering column and shorts a couple of wires together, and instantly the car starts and they're off. I have hotwired a car in my day as well. Not for illegal. I forgot my keys and had to do it. This is in the movies, though, but in real life, to some extent, it was possible, as I said. However, today, you go and buy a new car. You drive it off the lot. The wheels of today, you're likely buying a smart car, which is still prone to theft. What do you think about that?
It has certainly changed, and I just related even to myself. If I hop into my car, I don't have a metal key that I actually insert in the steering column and turn it anymore. I push a button. I have the ability with an app on my phone to start my car remotely, as many people do. If you buy a modern car, most of that stuff is now built in automatically. And that's where I guess some of the concern comes into play. There's a lot of different types of attacks that car thieves can use, and they're of a cyber nature now. And that's what's so scary, because cars have gone to be keyless, the modern smart cars, as you mentioned there. And that's the part that I guess all of us need to have concern with. In fact, there was a report I was actually reading about yesterday where researchers have proven that they can easily intercept, and this is using Bluetooth low energy, where a smart car, this in particularly was a Tesla, and they said that a Tesla, they could intercept and perform a kind of a man-in-the-middle attack and intercept that Bluetooth protocol communication, and they could unlock the Tesla, they could start the Tesla, and they could drive it away. That's scary. And again, it was really exploiting a vulnerability in the Bluetooth low-energy protocol. So not necessarily something Tesla did wrong, but utilizing an approved secure standard that's out there. Suddenly, cyber thieves found, in a sense, a back door so they could actually get in. And there's lots of different techniques that cyber criminals can use to exploit vulnerabilities in smart cars. And just to kind of just mention a few of them, one is called signal relaying. And that's, again, trying to interfere with the key fobs there and messing around with them. And relay thieves will use a wireless transmitter. They'll hold it up to the front door or window of your house, or to your handbag or pocket or whatever, and they capture the signal from a genuine digital key, the key fob there, and then they relay it to a target vehicle. And then accomplice, another bad guy, is standing close to the vehicle to capture the signal and with another little black box, let's say, and it fools the car into thinking the key is within range, allowing it to be unlocked. And then, of course, once the accomplice is inside the car, the process is repeated to start the engine and drive it away. So that's one thing right there. And what can we do to prevent a signal relaying attack? Make sure that you don't hang your keys, your key fob, close to the exterior walls of your house. I actually take all my keys, especially if I go away, put them in a metal box in the middle of my house. Therefore, nobody could steal one of my cars, a smart car, while I am away. And it's a simple, dumb technique, but it works to prevent somebody getting close proximity to the key there. And those type of things are scary. And then there are other attacks and things they could do. There's different types of signal jamming where they could interfere when you actually click your key fob and steal the signal. And they could even do a key reprogramming to actually, it's a type of, again, a relay technique where they could jam, steal it, and take your car. So we really have to be careful not to be too quick to go out and buy a smart car and sign up with our app unless we know it is absolutely secure.
What about key programming?
Yeah, key programming certainly can be done. And if you think about it, there's an OBD2 port on the bottom underneath the steering column. If you glance down there, it's a connector about 2 inches across there. And you could buy devices that are typically illegal, plug it in there, and they can reprogram, and they could also steal the actual algorithm and the key for your car, the electronic digital signature of it. So you got to be careful. A lot of people now are actually buying OBD2 locking ports, so nobody could plug in there. You put that a little plug in there and a key and actually physically turn it so nobody could mess with it. Obviously, if you take your car for service, you have to unlock and remove the lock from the OBD2 port so a car technician can get in there and run the diagnostics and check your car. But at the same time, we just got to be leery. Most people do not lock that port. Might be worth something to look at. And it's about $20 on Amazon, an OBD2 lock kit that you can get and install on all cars. And I believe cars from 1996 till present all have an OBD2 port used for typical diagnostics. So something you might want to secure.
I like the information about not hanging your keys by the door, something I think that we all do. And putting your keys in a metal box in the middle of the house, that is the best advice.
Yeah, it's cheap, it's simple, and effective.
Scott, thanks for the information. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Zach Hack here for Cybercrime Radio. You just listened to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.